Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize, man. I had you on mute. I'm sorry. Okay. How we doing, babe? We cool now? We got everything going on. Look, this is Pastor Leroy Jackson from the Bronx, man. And I appreciate Pastor Ken letting me be on the show tonight. Thank you, Pastor Ken. And thank you to Pastor Wanda, and you are the best.
All right. Well, good evening, women of God, daughters of King, and to the two men of God. And we have a great sermon tonight, as the Lord have led me through the Holy Spirit. And the question is, you wouldn't believe it. Why did God create us? Because he loves us. But we're going to get into the word, and I'm going to speak, and we're going to have an awesome time in the word of God tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Why did God create us? It is for the pleasure, and Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and having their beings," in Colossians 1:6. Reality in the point, all things were created for him and by him. Being created for God's pleasure does not mean humanity was always made for entertaining God. We are not created for entertaining God or amusing him. God is a created being, and excuse me, y'all, I'm kind of sweating, I'm excited. And it gives him. He is the creative being, and he takes pleasure in his creation. God is a personal being, a spirit being, and it gives him pleasure to have other beings. He have been created genuine in a relationship, being made in the image and likeness of God. If you have your Bible, I pray y'all write him down. This is Genesis 1:26. Human beings have the ability to know God and therefore love him, worship him, serve him, praise him, pray to him, fellowship with him. God did not create human beings because he needed them. As God, he needs nothing in all eternal past. He felt no loneliness, so he's not looking for a friend. He loves us. But this is not the same as needing us. If we had the never-existing God, would still be God, the unchangeable one, in Malachi 3:6. Now, when we look at Exodus 3:14, he is the I Am, was never dissatisfied with his own eternity existence. He lived openly and said, I am. When Moses went back and had that relationship, the burning bush, he said, I am. He didn't have to say, I'm the Almighty God. He said, I am. He is who he say he is. He don't change for not of one of his creation, or he is the creator. Amen. Never dissatisfied with his own eternity existence. When he built the universe, he did what pleases himself. And since God is perfect, his action was perfect. It was very good. In Genesis 1:3-1, when he created everything, he said, it is good. He didn't say it was bad. When we look at the beginning, when God created everything, he said it was very good. Also, God did not create peers or being equal to himself. Logically, he could not do so. If God was to create another being to his equal intelligence and perfect perfection, then he would cease to be the only true God. For example, a simple reason that there would be two gods, and that would be impossible. He's the only one and true living God. If you look at Deuteronomy 4:35, the Lord is God. Beside him, there is no other God. Anything that God created must of a necessary to be lesser than he. The things made can never be greater than, as he is the greatest one, and as the only one who made it, and the Almighty God. Amen? Let's recognize the sovereignty and the holiness of God. See, he's a sovereign God. He's a holy God. He's the creator, the life giver. Oh, my God. He is our everything, our innermost being. He's the bishop of our soul. And he has so many names that you can call upon. But we're looking at, let's look at Psalms. Hold on, y'all. 8 and 5. See, we serve a sovereign, holy God. We are amazed that he would take man and crown him with the glory and honor. And that he would consent to call us a friend. And that's in John 15:14-15. Why did God create us? God created us for his pleasure and so that we as his creation would have pleasure of knowing him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I just want to go through that. Tonight, it's going to be different. I'm going to have, I think God gave me about 80 scriptures. We're going to go and learning to declare and decree who God called you because he loved you. Amen? And we're going to go, it's a lot of word, but just to help you grow into the word. Amen? So,
amen.
We got a two-part. That's what I just wanted to bring. Who is the creator? He is the life giver. He is the maker. He's the master. He spoke everything into existence. He is the only, we have that same power, but we aren't on the same level. It's not, we small G's. He is the big G. Okay? He said, make us in the likeness of him. It didn't say make us as a God. We're small G because we look just like our father. And a lot of people don't understand. I look like my parents, but no, if you really look at, a lot of people don't look like their parents, but when you look like God, that's his glory. He places us. We was in all glory before sin came in this world, okay? They didn't have to wear clothes or anything, but when sin reigned, came birth, that's when a lot of glory took off because they looked just like God, walked in the coolness, naked, all in God's glory. Because when God created everything good for his glory, amen? But when sin came forth, that brought forth death, and took a lot of glory from God's, the main, come on, Holy Spirit, took from us today, because, amen? So if you look at it, all
amen,
that glory.
Amen,
that,
amen, amen.
All that, I'm kind of,
and
I'm,
I hate
I'm,
to interrupt
I'm so,
you, and I hate to interrupt you, because you
that's
are
all right,
such,
that's right. It took all the glory, because we didn't need clothes, we didn't have to kill an animal or anything. But after the sin was brought forth on the land unto all generation, that made a lot of glory was taken from us. But now when Jesus came, oh, hallelujah, but we had to have that Savior to come.
So wait a minute. Hold on, hold
glory.
On. Hold on, hold on.
Huh?
Hey, sir. Hey, hold on. Yeah, I love hearing you preach, but God damn, I mean, you just keep going on and on. And I'm going to say this, man.
What's the matter?
There's nothing the matter, but
okay.
The problem is.
But when Jesus
I
came,
got,
that we got another glory. We get glory, glory to, it's three glories. Glory one time, glory three times. Glory to glory to glory. See, just cause it man failed, but then Jesus came and to redeem us back into that same glory. Hallelujah. But now I'm going to get into something else. But let me tell you how to bring the glory back in your life. And that's by speaking the word of God. That is the biggest treasure on this earth, more precious than silver and gold. Now, when we get into this, I would like you all to write this out. And this is what God gave me. Start decreeing things over your life. Like when somebody say you're sick, no, I'm healed by your strength. Isaiah 53. So I'm going to get into that. I'm excited. I'm not talking too fast, am I?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Now, when he gave me this, he gave the word. We have everything we need in the word of God. Now, we've looked at it's more to the love of God. But I've talked on it 2 days, and now he wants me to talk to you why he created. We just went over that. Now we are going to speak on what to start declaring in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm sweating, y'all. I am really sweating. Hallelujah. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Is you ready? All right. Hold on. I got to find it. I had so much God gave me, and I know I wouldn't have had that much time. I said, well, we can have another day.
I'm done.
So, huh? Sir?
But it's not 9:15, it's only 8:15. That's great.
So he gave me so much, so he always give me backup. He never let, when he told me, I never put you to shame. And when I sat with God and I said, Lord, I need to know more of the word of God. So he gives it to them. Now we're going to see it's 57 powerful of speaking and declaring who you are in your life. And you get up each and every morning. And then next segment, I'm going to tell you, it's going to, how to get closer and closer to God each and every day. Amen. But this is, I need you to start declaring this over your life. A lot of people are declaring death, sickness, poverty. That is not what God has said over his children. Okay, amen. If he loves us, he's not going to say you're poverty, you're sick, you're deaf, you're stupid, you're dumb. God does not say that. This comes out of what the enemy wants people to speak against God's people. That is another weapon they use against you, okay? But the God I love, he holds us in the mighty righteous right hand. He counts the sand. He loves more than the sands of the seashore. He catches our tears. He knows how many hairs that we miss. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going too fast.
Look, amen, man. And I want to say, I got like three emails in the last like 2 minutes telling me that I gave up on the show. Look, I will never give up on Pastor Ken's show. I've been on his show for the past, I guess, going on 10 months now.
Stay focused. Listen, the enemy going to bring distraction, but listen, you stay focused. See, that's all it's about. Okay? It don't matter what nobody else said. God knows you. It's on 139. We're going to stay focused.
I understand that, but can you give me the form for like more than 10 seconds, man? How about that?
All right. Let's get finished with declaration. All right. Each and every morning, the Lord, when you look at Deuteronomy 28:13, the Lord made me the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Amen? See, God said, I made you above and not beneath. You the head. You're not the tail. So when we look at the word of God, I know what God says about me. I don't care what anybody says about me because God overrides what anybody else said. He's the Almighty. Amen? All right. Then when you look at Deuteronomy 28:13, I will always be at the top, never below. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Nehemiah 8:10. And I'm changing the not changing the word. It's just making it plain and simple, okay? I will not be sad or depressed because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength in Nehemiah 8:10. So I'm not going to be sad, depressed, oppressed because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, a declaration. I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. Hallelujah. God had me speak this all the time. Every day. When I go up, get out, bless in and bless out. Bless in and bless out. Anywhere I go, any building. Amen. All right, Philippians 4:13. I can do not something. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1 Timothy 7:7. God has not given me a spirit of fear or timid. I have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, or power, love, and sound mind, or discipline in God. See, God is not a God of fear. And I'm going to tell you, fear is a false evidence seeing real. That's what the enemy tries to place on God's children. But that's false evidence. It's not real. Okay? So we use faith in the Almighty God because he gave us his word. So we need to stand on the word of God. Stand on the promise of God. Okay? Let's look at Isaiah 41:10. I will not fear because God is what? He's with me. Everywhere I go, I know God is omnipresent. I don't care where I go, God is with me. Many people say, I can't go down in this certain area in Atlanta. I said, I can go anywhere in the country because I know God is with me. I don't care if war is going on. I know. But that's, you build yourself up in confidence and faith in the word of God. God is with you. What can happen to a child of God? Nothing. When you trust and believe in God, I go anywhere. I talk to my kids the same way. They go anywhere. I say, you pray, you trust God. If he said go, let's go. Amen?
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes, I'm healed. And we can go to Isaiah 53:5. I'm healed by his stripes. See, we have to speak healing. Just because we hear the doctor say something, I'm going to tell you this means, I can't say it for everyone. I know what they have told me. I said, I believe the report of the Lord. Hey. And that's what I had to speak over my life, because if I receive everything they tell me, I would have been dead. I would have been dead. But I tell them I trust God. And the doctor said, I just can't talk to her. But that's in my faith. I'm not talking about anybody else's. But I know who he is, and he said this about me. He said he can do this. In Psalm 103, he heals all disease and not forget none of his benefits. Okay? I heal. You have to speak this. And you speak it with boldness, because we cheers of God. We speak bold as a lion. Amen? He tells you what, how to speak. Okay, now let's go to Matthew 5:14. I am the light of the world. Reason I can say we're the light of this world, because Jesus came here to give us light. He brought us out of darkness into a glorious what? Light. You're the light of this world. Okay. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I'm having the Holy Ghost a good time. I'm just sweating, and I know he's here. Okay. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. And in the word of God, it said, I am a new creation in Christ. I'm not an old creation. I am a new creation. Old things pass away, behold, all things come new. I'm new, new, every day. I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away, behold, all things come new. God have made me new. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Reason I can say it was new, way brought us from, we are light, no more darkness. Now, when we go to Colossians 1:12-13, it said, I am delivered from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. 1 John 4:4.
Well, hallelujah. And let me say, man, you are my sister from another brother, from another mother.
Okay. 1 John 4:4, great is he who's in me than he who is in the world. We have the greater one. The great I am lives in the well inside. You know that. I had to tell somebody, we have the King of Kings. We have the sword, which is the word of God. We have the Lion of Judah. We have the Prince of Peace. We have the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm speaking on. Minister, so what you mean we got this? He just told you the greater one is inside of you, the King of Kings. Oh, Almighty God, the Spirit of the living God is living inside of you. You have that much power and authority to command anything in Jesus' name. Amen?
Ooh, you know, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you.
Hallelujah. I got to say hallelujah.
Look, listen to me. Listen to me, man. Give me a floor for like 1 second, man. Can I get the floor by myself? For at least 1 minute, man.
All right. Listen, I have to see, it's a chain of command with me. You got to ask Pastor Ken, because it's women of God today, but you have to ask Pastor Ken.
I got to ask Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken has been with me for 10 months, man. And let me tell you something, Pastor Wanda. I appreciate you being on the show, man. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to disrespect you. I appreciate you being on the show. I know Pastor Ken brought you on the show, but I feel like he's put me on the back burner since you've been on the show. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I've been with Pastor Ken since May of 2022. And he put me on the back burner, Pastor Ken. Are you there, man? Let's hash this out, man.
Well, what's going to hash out? If Pastor wanted to show, she's finishing up her thing on God's love, okay? And with that, she's preaching, and she likes to try to get it all out, okay, as soon as possible, okay? That's basically what it is.
It's not a power struggle, my brother. Yeah, I'm just right divine the word of truth, and I've been knowing Pastor Ken since he.
It's not about a struggle, my sister. What it is,
yes, sir,
is that I've been with Pastor Ken. I'm not gonna scream no more. I've been with Pastor Ken for a long time, and I feel like for the past month or two, he's put me on the back burner. Because maybe he doesn't believe who I am, or maybe he doesn't appreciate who I am. I'm not sure about that, but I'm not going to make a whole mockery of that on tonight's show. I love Pastor Ken like a brother, and I'm glad you're part of the show. But just don't put me on the back burner, man. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not putting you on the back burner.
And on that note, I'm going on mute, man.
I'm going to pass the water to do her preaching tonight. Okay, so she can finish up this message on God's love. Okay?
Okay. All right. Now, Pastor's going to talk with you after the show, okay? And I've been with Pastor since 2015. I just came back because I've been working with the Kingdom of God down here in Atlanta, and I lost all contact. So he will talk with you, my brother. Amen? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
okay.
he's not putting you on the back burner. It's just that it was a three-part segment. If there's a miscommunication, please forgive me. If you think I have offended you, I don't want to offend anybody.
You know what? It's all good. And I appreciate you clarifying it. On that note, I'm going on the back burner. Pastor Ken, I love you, my brother.
I love you, Joe.
Okay. All right, ladies, women of God, men of God. Well, we're going to get finished and keep on declaring who we are in Christ. And I apologize for any disruption or if we didn't act like children of God. So, you know, that's what God have told me. If we offended anybody, the hearers over the radio, because we are children of the King. And the King, we are supposed to act like the King's children. So we're going to keep on talking about the love of God and declaring the things of God over you. So I don't want anybody to leave. Please don't leave before you receive the blessing of God with the word of God. Amen? So
Amen.
Let me go back to First John 4:4, the greater is he who's in me than he who is in the world. We have the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We have the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Aid. That is the Holy Spirit. It's a whole, the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of mercy. It's a lot to the Holy Spirit. It's just not a spirit, okay? The Spirit of love, the Spirit of peace, the Spirit. That's all. It's a big package. It's a whole lot to go on with that when it's dealing with the Holy Spirit. But the greater one, you have Jesus living inside you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. The next scripture we'll be in, and we will take a break, and then we'll come back. Please don't leave the station before you receive what God wants you to hear. Okay. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, the Spirit of God dwells in me. You speak all these declaration over your life each and every day. You write them out, and then you declare this over your, decree it and declare the word of God over your life, over your kids' life as well, over your marriage, over your home, over your life. Amen? All
Amen.
Right. All right.
Amen. Let me say this, man. I got two messages in my email that is saying that Pastor Ken is putting me on hold because I'm a black man. That is untrue.
No.
Pastor Ken does never put me on hold because I'm like his co-host, so he leaves me on the show. So please stop saying that. Don't send any more of that shit to my email. Thank you. Okay.
Don't get distracted, my brother. Okay? Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. I walk in faith and not by sight. Okay? Now, this is the next declaration. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. And every tongue that speak against me in judgment shall be condemned. And that's Isaiah 54:17. The next declaration, my God richly supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. That's Philippians 4:19. I live under God's supernatural protection, Psalm 91:1-2. Jeremiah 29:11. God has a great plan for me, and I'm filled with hope for a great future. Amen. We're going to take a break right now, but I thank God for each and every pastor. What will we be playing? Let's play a little prayer.
I'm going to play a song here, okay, by Kirk Franklin called Want to Be Happy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, here we go.
You coming back? Yeah.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy.
Yeah.
All right, hallelujah. That's an awesome song, Just Want to Be Happy. All right, we're going back into the Word of God on declaration. The next one I left off with Jeremiah 29:11. God has a great plan for me, and I am filled with hope for a great future. Amen?
Amen.
The next one, okay, 1 John 3:1-2. I am a child of God. 31. If God is for me, who can be against me? Amen. God's word is what it says it is. So, ladies, I would like for you all to stand on the word, speak it, confess it. It don't matter what the situation looks like. Men of God, it don't matter what it looks like. You still confess this over your life. That's high power. And you get so confident, and that's a faith feel because you're speaking it in the atmosphere. See, God created the supernatural before the natural. And we have the same power that God has in his mouth to speak things to existence. You can speak dead, or you can only speak life. In Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those who choose it eat its fruit. So choose the fruit of life. Amen? Okay. Romans 8:35-39. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. You know, a lot of people say, I'm sinning so much, and I don't think God hear me. It says nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. It don't matter what you have done. You repent, return back to your maker. Amen? Your first love. Let's look at Psalm 23:1. A lot of people speak lack. There's no lack of want in the kingdom of God. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." And if you're going through anything, in 1 Peter 5:7, a lot of people say, "I have a lot of burden." God did not create us to be the burden bearer. He said, "I cast my cares upon you, Lord, because He cares for me." You all right? Verse 38, I give and receive a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and run it over. Anything God said, he will run it over, shake it down, press it together. Amen? Amen. I know that he who has begun a good work in me will bring it to completion. Philippians 1:6, if you fail, return back to the maker. If you even sin, a lot of people think I can't go back to God. And I speak on this a lot with many of the ones that I fail, I relapse. This happened, I spoke wrong, I did this. I said, he said repent. Repent. Amen? God will not cast you away when you come with a humble heart. That I messed with me when I had to go back to God. I said, I messed up. I failed before snot running out, excuse my language, snot running out my nose, crying, wig fell off, everything. And they said, you didn't move. I said, I couldn't move because it was me and him. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Let's look at Philippians. You know, it's not about who looking at you at the when you go in the house of the Lord? It's about your relationship. It's your relationship. And that's why a lot of people don't want to go do the altar call, because who looking, who picking? It's not about nobody else, but it's about you and your relationship with God. He wants your relationship with you. It's not about your neighbors. It's just like even when you come in the house, it's not about dressing up, trying to outdress the other person. You coming in there for healing, to hear the word of God, to usher the Holy Spirit, to just be in his presence, to hear the teaching. And that's what I had to talk. I said, well, I'm not going into some of those fashion shows. I'm going to hear the word. I'm not looking at Sister So-and-so, looking at Brother So-and-so. They have to work their own salvation out. I'm not in there. If he gave me a nice thing, if I had on regular clothes, I used to go as I am. Come to God as you are. Broken? Yes, I was broken and humble when I went. I didn't go tell, I want you to do. That ain't the God I serve. I serve a God. He told me to come to him as a child, like faith. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, he loves you. He's not going to say banish you, get out, like mere humans. You understand? God is not that kind of God.
Amen, man. Amen.
Okay.
Amen, man.
Okay. God is not that kind of God. He's a sovereign, merciful, a holy God, a sovereign God, merciful. I'm going to say it again, merciful. Mercy is grace. Mercy is love. Amen. All right, let's look at Deuteronomy 28:12. I am a lender and not a borrower. Okay? You know, a lot of people say, I got to go from paycheck to paycheck. No, you don't have to do that. I got to borrow something. Trust God. Write out your vision. Make it plain. You know, I had to write out visions to God. And he said, you don't have to ask for anything. Come to the throne of grace of seeing mercy. What I need from God, certain things, it is all not time about money. Sometimes quality time. Just like now, my house is peace. I've been serving. I just need to be home by myself, being God. And I need to borrow some of your time. I hear people asking me, I said, listen, you can't borrow me. I am on God's time. He tells me that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I said, but this is a different, a lender and a borrower, okay? Listen what this is about. A lot of people, I got to borrow something from so-and-so. Why you just in prayer and ask God? He said, we're lenders and not borrowers. That's what children of God are. We don't have to go over to so-and-so, I need to borrow this. We are lenders, okay? We are lenders and not a borrower. All right, let's look at Philippians 1:6. I know that he who has begun a good work in me will bring it to completion. Okay? You're just like, if you stop doing certain things, when they said, I never speak the word of God again, if God started that work in me, who can stop it? If God started a work in you, if God gave you a gift, even if you mess up during that time of that gift, come on back to the Lord. He's still going to use you. It does not matter. Does not matter. Come on back. You want to go start back serving? Go back serving. You made a mistake, spoke wrong? Go back. You want to start back singing? Go back singing. You want to be a teacher? Go back teaching. Preacher? Go back. Because, see, God starts to work, and he will bring the completion. You must rely on God. Rely. Depend on God. He does the work in you. Because if you look in the word of God in Zechariah 4:6, now, I had to talk to a person. If a lot of people tell me, I do this and I do that. The Lord had me to remind them. He said, it's not by the might of man nor the power of man, but it's by his spirit. Man ain't in heaven doing no work. He broke it down to them. Man ain't in there. It's by his spirit. Everything is by his spirit. And God, he wants us to work and serve in spirit and truth. It's the same as worshiping. Amen? Same as worshiping. Same as we on this radio tonight. In spirit. I'm not just talking. I'm showing you the truth through the word of God. I'm giving you line upon line, precept upon precept. And who said it? God said it. Because he inspired man to write the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Philippians 4:6. I am anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I let my request be made known to who? Not man, but to God. I let my request be made known to God. But I thank him, and you keep it moving. Amen. Philippians 4:6. All right. Let's look at Philippians 4:7.
No, how about, hold on a second, man. Hold on, this is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. And in case most of you people don't know where I'm from, a lot of you people know where I'm from, but I have 1,000 new subscribers.
Hey,
how many? 1,112 new subscribers that don't know where I'm from. This is Leroy Jackson, man, and I'm from the Bronx. But let me say this, man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Are you going to let me talk or what, man?
I'm not a man. Listen, I'm Pastor Wanda Smith. I'm a woman. And I was thanking God. I'm listening to you. I can hear you very well. And
hey,
all the listeners.
So let me speak, man. I'm trying to do my.
All right, Pastor. I want you to pray it out. I got to go into prayer now because that breaks the anointing. So go on and pray it out. Women of God, daughters of King, we had a great night. You have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. You keep standing on the word of God in Jesus. Pastor, put the music on. Call the altar call in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. I don't want you you're not finished, Pastor Wanda.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to go silent, and I want her to stay on.
Yeah,
see, listen, I'm going to tell you something, and I love you, my brother. My God is not a God of confusion, man. And I would never disrespect no one as they're on live air. And I won't let anybody quench or grieve the Holy Spirit as we bring forth the word of God. Because, listen, we on the radio for the edifying of the hearers. It's not about us. It ain't about me. I can gracefully bow out for the next time when Pastor Ken, when he have the Women of God, Daughters of Kings. I love you that much. See, I had to stop last time. But I can't do confusion, man. God done brought me too far. I won't let flesh get up in me as I'm bringing forth. Because see, what time it is? It's nighttime. And the end always come with confusion, nonsense. Mm-hmm. And I don't do it. I don't even want. I go before God for everything I need all the time. And the God I serve, he didn't shut things down. If I go to him, I don't want to say, Lord, I don't fight against the body of Christ or children of God. I can't because I know I don't know the anointing on your life. You're a pastor. We don't go against each other. I go against the enemy and just take it going and coming at God's people, the ones in jail, prison, on drugs, alcohol. I go and to tear the head of the enemy up, step on the devil's head, cut a snake's head off, and then represent the enemy to bring souls back. That's what I do. I can't do this about what you're doing. I thank God for the call on your life. But listen, we're on open air, and I'm on Women of God, Doors of the King. And you're acknowledging what you're doing, people don't, what about you? It's not about neither one of us, sweetie. Okay? It's not nothing about us. It's about the souls, these women.
Are you going to let me talk, man?
See, that's why I can't be on. Pastor Ken, I can't do this. I come on another night to get finished with this.
Are you going to let me talk? Are you going to let me talk? That's all I'm asking, man.
Okay, Pastor Leroy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no. Can I talk?
Yeah, Pastor Leroy.
All right. You know what?
Okay. Pastor Leroy just dropped. I don't know what happened. Okay.
All right, Pastor. Now, excuse me, listeners. I don't know what's going on in the spirit realm right now, but listen, ladies, we came on here as well as me and whoever listened. I'm going to keep on with the decreeing because this is what God have given me, okay? Help me, God. Help me. Help me, Lord. My God, forgive all my sins, Psalm 103, verse 3. You know, our sins were so great, but only God had to send Jesus Christ to fulfill and to atone us and to redeem us back in right standing with God. Because if Jesus did not come, we wouldn't be forgiven. The blood, it cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And when we look at forgiveness, when I looked at Psalm 103, he said, he heals all disease and not forget none of his benefits. He forgives. He's a merciful God. Amen? All right.
Amen.
My God heals all. Here it come again. It's confirming. My God heals all disease. Psalm 103, verse 3. Not some. He healed the leprosy. He brought back the dead. If you look in the word of God, all what Jesus have done, the lady with the 12 issues of blood, many healing, many, everywhere Jesus went, it was a lot of healing. And it the word is what it says. God is the same God yesterday and forevermore. Amen? I know that weeping may do at night, but joy cometh in the morning. Psalm 35. You know, I went through a situation the other day in January. I cried. I didn't sleep. I really didn't sleep because I couldn't believe this just happened. But then God said, I'm in control of everything. But the next morning, it didn't happen the same morning. The next three mornings, now I've been able to sleep because it just kept playing back in my head. And so I had to keep casting my burdens upon the Lord. I had to keep on because this is not what's supposed to have happened. But then God said, he's in control. So sometimes we have to step out the way for that. When it said, we may do at night, but joy come in the morning. Even when death, that's a lot of weeping when people lose their loved one. But then God said, joy come in the morning. And it's all different in everybody's life, how each person handles death, handles situation, handles hurt, handles pain. But God still can heal all that, and he can forgive anything that happens. But that joy will come. Amen? Joy will come. Okay. Galatians 3:13, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed through Jesus Christ. We are not under the law. We are under grace. God reaches at Christ's expense. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. James 4:7, I resist the devil and he flees from me. All right. You have to repeat. Sometimes you might have to repeat some of these daily. I have to do them sometimes two or three times a day. But most time he'll let me just start sitting, and then I thank God, and then I have to speak this over my life, over situations, or when I minister to someone. God has your life. You can do all things through Christ. Resist the devil. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. That's James 4:6. That's James 4:8. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. I made an error right then. Please forgive me. But it's James 4:8. All things work together for the good because I love God and called for a purpose. All God's people have been called for a purpose. Everybody on this earth have been called for a purpose. You have a choice to fulfill that purpose that God have called you. You got to understand, ask God, what I'm called for. What is my purpose on this life? And that's Romans 8:28. Amen? In Galatians 2:20, it is no longer who I live, but Christ who lives in me. See, we don't live for ourselves anymore. We live for Christ. And we never did We live for a living God. Christ lived, you live. If Christ died, we died with Christ. We've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live with Christ who lives in us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:3. I am redeemed, made holy, and made righteous in Christ. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31:3. Jesus loves me with an everlasting love. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm released from the spirit of fear. Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7 again. I'm released from the negative of the world. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm released from the spirit of disappointment. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. I declare the word of God upon my life wherever I go. And I will go back over these scriptures at 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. I'm released from the negative of the world. I am released from the spirit of disappointment. I declare the word of God over my life, 2 Timothy 1:7. I give thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:20. Matthew 19:20. With God, all things are possible. First John 1:9, I confess my sin. I know that he is faithful and just to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve, ladies. Do we have any callers?
Yeah, we do. We happen to have a caller from 111. I'm going to bring him on and see who we have.
Brian, amen.
111, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. He's not saying nothing. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Thank you.
Hello? Is this show on the air? Is this pre-recorded? Is this live?
This is live. Show.
Why is that woman reading the entire Bible?
Because she can't.
No, we're not reading the whole. Bible, sir. We're going by scriptures of declaring over your life for the women
bouncing
of God, daughters of kings.
Bouncing all over the place like some woman doing one of them butt dances that black women do.
Okay, you have a blessed day, sir. Have a blessed day. All right, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. My God is able and measuring more than I can ask or imagine according to the power that works in within me. Let's look at Psalms 139 and 14. I praise God because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Play a song, Pastor Ken. Let's play Fred Hammond, No Weapon. Let's play Fred Hammond, No Weapon.
Fred Hammond, No Weapon?
No Weapon for him.
Fred Hammond, No Weapon. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian. In the Lord. About being a daughter of a king. Amen. Tears had to come out my eyes, but I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm a Christian woman and a fashion influence as well as a spokesman, an ambassador of Christ, 2 Corinthians, turning pageants in Sacramento. But then God placed me in the season of uncertainty where I didn't know who I was, or rather I didn't quite know what to be called myself. I would think to myself, I'm an author, but I do more than just write. I am a speaker, but I don't do it all the time. I am a business owner, but I'm also in ministry. I had so many buts And in this silent season of working, waiting, I was also confused with who he would have me to be. Growing up, I found difficult putting what I felt God called me to do in this word, the word. And he always reminded me there is a place for me that he has not been yet created, and a tumultuous time. He cut off all the ties and reminded me there is more than what I call myself. And there is more to you too. We don't need a name to define what we do. There's a spiritual title that defines who we are. What do you need a name to do to define you? What do? There is a spiritual title that defines who we are. Maybe like me, you don't know what category to fit in. Or maybe you have names for yourself that aren't so kind and loving towards yourself. I know of all those names and the shadows, every lie that the world warps our mind around it. A title that is erects a negative name and have claim for yourself. In this book, it said, claim your crown. I share the best title a girl could ever have is be called a daughter of a king. I'd be sharing a glimpse of the meditation in Ephesians 1, 3 through 14, and it reveals the 10 truths about being a daughter of a king. The passage is a little lengthier, but it's always good one to hold on and soak in. Ephesians 3, 13 and 14 says, praise be to God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every heavenly realms, with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy, blameless in the sight, in the love, and predestined us to be adopted to sonship through Jesus Christ. In accordance with the pleasure and will to praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us, the one he loves. In him we have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sin. In accordance to the riches and glory of God, the God's glory and the lavish on us, with all wisdom, understanding he made known to us the mysteries of the will according to his good pleasure, which is his purpose to Christ, to put time reach the fulfillment, to bring unity in all heaven and earth under Christ. In him we also have chosen and predestined according to the plan for him to work out everything performly in the purpose of his will, in order that we who was the first to put our hope in Christ might be the praise in all his glory. And also, we include in Christ, we heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation, which we believe you are marked to him and with the seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit, who deposited a guarantee our inheritance until redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. All right. You are blessed. According to the first verse, we see that God, the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the one who blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing. We receive each and every single blessing in Christ alone. What's amazing about this blessing of God bestowed on us, in fact, that we don't have to shove for it. It's already ours. Hallelujah. It's already ours because from the beginning, the daughter of a king makes you an heir to the kingdom according to Titus 3:37. We have been justified by the grace of God so that we can have hope of eternal life. That means the sacrifice of Jesus made us an heir. We are not only blessed in heaven, God called us blessed on this earth too. Our inheritance has been promised to those who love him, James 2:5. Yes. Okay, hold on. Oh, hallelujah. We are blessed, and it is not like the world considered blessed. It is better. The riches we have is in heaven will never be destroyed. That is why the Bible tells us to focus on storing our treasures in heaven. Moth and rust cannot destroy our prize there. Thieves can break in and steal it in Matthew 6:20. Our inheritance is a divine protector. It is an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. And that's 1 Peter 1:14. Amen? That's not it. God won't bless you if you're rich. You're not to consider blessed if you're rich. Anyone who lives in Christ is already considered blessed. Number two, you're chosen. The first one, we're blessed. Okay, God. Because you're chosen, you're set apart. God sees you in a crown of his people. He looks down on his throne and know you're one of his. One of my favorite verses, 1 Peter 2:9. It says, but you are not like that, for you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own very possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into a wonderful life. Hallelujah. You're not like everyone else. God's hand on you is intention. It's so intention that he points you out that you have nothing to do with called on your life. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and the fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give. And that is John 15:16. You are holy and blameless. Point number three, daughters of the king. You probably look at yourself like, who's me? I ain't far from innocent, but that's not what Paul has been talking about here in this passage. Often, we look at being holy and blameless as being impossible standards. So we ignore the part we strive to be perfect or we freak out. To be holy and blameless is something we already are because all our guilt has been laid upon Jesus on the cross. Staying unholy, disgusting, shame for every single blemish, it is no longer held against you because the righteousness of Jesus covers us. When God looks at you, he sees you. Jesus lives inside of you. Adopted. Especially, watch my personal testimony. You know I used to struggle with seeing God as a loving father. I saw God as a king who was waiting for proper opportunity to punish me. It took a long time for me for a while to experience God's love. And honestly, it's still a process, but I know he loves me. He loves me too. He loves you. Sent his only begotten son to die on the cross at Calvary for your sin. He loved you so much that he gave us the opportunity to be free, to commune, fellowship with him. We have the honor to be called, to call on God, Abba, Father, in Galatians 4:6-7. He desires an intimate relationship with us. If your earthly father has failed you in any way, knowing that your heavenly father will never leave or forsake you, here you say, since you are God's child, he has made you an heir. Amen?
Amen.
Redeemed. Redeemed. Number six, you have been redeemed, daughter of the king. Redemption provides several benefits for a believer. Eternal life in Revelation 5:9-10, verse 9-10. Forgiveness of sin in Ephesians 1:7. A relationship with God, Romans 5:17. Peace with God, Colossians 1:18-20. The Holy Spirit to live within you, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Adopted into the family of God, Galatians 4:5. Titus 2:13 says Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and purify for himself a people of his own possession. Hallelujah. When we were redeemed, we was transformed. We no longer live as slaves to sin or to fear. You are free. Hallelujah. You are marked. The next one, you are marked. When God looks at us, he sees his beloved child, not someone he gets ready to pour, pounce, or punish. A seal was marked, indicate a letter or a scroll was closed or completed. when a king or defiant wanted to show an identification mark with the letter, he would seal and resign and print it on the ring. The Holy Spirit is like showing the believer belongs to the Lord. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit before he ascended to heaven. He called the Holy Spirit our comforter, our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our guide us. The Holy Spirit empowers you to do much. Because, no, you can't do this on your own. The fruit of the Spirit, if you accept Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you today, full of hope. That is guaranteed and our inheritance. Jesus loved us so much that he sent the Holy Spirit to live with us and remind us that we are not alone, that everything he said is true, and through we can walk with Christ is not difficult. It is worth it because our reward is in him, and one day we will be taken out of our suffering this earth and revealed in his glorious presence. God is not hiding his face. Amen? In Isaiah 59:21 says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my spirit and my word which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, not from the mouth of your offspring or not the mouth of your offspring, says the Lord. For now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Our salvation came with a great cost, the death of Jesus Christ. As a child of God, we can be confident that God will give us what he has promised us, namely eternity with him in heaven. Daughters of a king, stop looking for names and titles to categorize yourself. You are blessed, chosen, holy, blameless, adopted, redeemed, forgiven, included, marked, and full of hope. Please do not forget this in Jesus' name. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. And stand on the promise of God. I thank you for listening to Women of God, Daughters of the King. Do we have any listening, Pastor?
Yeah, we have a caller on 111. I'm going to bring him on and see what he has to say.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ashley. Just calling to say hi.
Okay. Hi, Ashley. 111.
Hi, this is Ashley calling to say hi.
Okay.
All right. All right, Pastor. Pastor, we're going to do an altar call. And, I hope they receive the message and come back to hear Women of God, Daughters of the King next week. And, Pastor, I thank you. You're a mighty man of God. I thank God for you. I thank God for the other pastor. I thank you for Tony. Thank God for all of the readers. But most of all, I thank God for who you are in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving me a chance.
Hey, well, God bless you, Pastor. You did a wonderful job on God's love. Okay, it was a great and very inspiring. Okay, I'm glad to have you on, and can't wait to see what you're gonna do next Wednesday. Okay, maybe we'll have to continue on, and like we did this week.
We can
just do it once a week. Amen.
We can do it like whatever God says. You know, I have a lot of what he have taught me, and to just keep his people encouraged. We will go through the Bible and read the story of healing. We didn't do it for love. We're going to look at how to renew your mind, how to your thought patterns, what to say. And we'll be on thinking thoughts, patterns, you know, to bring forth things in your life. You know, we have to speak life. Death and life in the power of tongue of those who choose to eat the fruit. We have the greatest call to do what God has said. Amen?
Yeah, Pastor, please do an altar call, okay? I'd like you to do it tonight.
I'll pass you do it tonight. Please do it tonight. I'll do it next week, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, if you do not know the Lord your God to be your Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. Just say, Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I want you to be in my life. okay, and protect me throughout my days, okay, that I may have you in my life forever and ever. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that, we'd like you to come and be part of the show and call into it, okay, by calling area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do that, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen.
And if you need prayer, I want to say something. If you need prayer or anything, or you're struggling, or you just need to talk to someone, or you can call in as well. You're not alone. God, He has us out here to listen, to minister, and to talk to you. Or if you want to get into the ministry, whatever God wants you to do, please call in. You're not alone. You have brothers and sisters in Christ to help you. If you're a newcomer and you need to be led through the word, or you need Bible study, we are here to help you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's play a song here called Open Door, See You Later by Christian Gray.
Amen.
I'm walking out that open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. I'm walking out that open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. Tell Urban Meyer and the mayor, the new Ohio player. Everybody going up in the T-Bus with a new Arch City banger. OH, that's what they say when they ask where I'm from. Then they say, I-O. Used to live up north on the Hudson, but east side is my home. Marlo knows I'm the artwork, that artwork to preserve since I was born looking lightly and first. Now I'm older and I think I'm a perfect mix. And mama, don't be nervous. I know you're wondering when I'm going to worship. You know I still got the heart of a servant. I'm just making these rappers nervous. I know I'm perfect, no apostrophe, imperfect. Kevin taught me how to be a wordsmith. I hope he hit a home run on the first pitch. I know, school of Rose Bay. It's a new Christian Gray. You never stop learning. That's what I sound like, 50 J's, I know. This God-given talent was always a challenge of mine. Nobody can stop me, he gave me a ladder to climb. Yeah, I try to explain it, but really it's hard to define. I'm never conformed to the way that they think I should shine. You know the funny thing is, I think they know me now. Running through my city, I think they know me now. Feel like it took forever, I think they know me now. My family rolling with me, need you to hold me down.
Jesus. You know, I never heard that.
I thought it was a pretty song. Amen.
Yeah, that's an awesome song there. We don't have any callers, huh?
Well, we have callers, but they haven't pressed one key, so.
That's all right. As long as the word went out, we had listeners. You know, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, we had a listener.
Yeah. Long as, you know, we had a good listeners, but listen, brother, we are going to speak. I'm going to speak to you after the show, but I love you. I thank God for you. Thank you for Rainbow Ministry, Women of God, those of the King. We just love you here. We thank you for listening in Jesus' name. So we'll see you next week.
Okay. But you gonna come on tomorrow night with us?
Yeah, as long as I know the hours, yeah. What time you want me to come on? What time you want me to come on with you all?
Well, probably I'm gonna start the show at 8 o'clock my time. It'll be 9 o'clock yours.
Nine. That'll be fine, brother. I will be here with bells on. I'm just having a glorious time.
Okay. God bless
call
you.
Call me when. All right. God bless me. I'm gonna call you in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. God
all
bless.
Right. I'm gonna take a caller and then see what's up. Okay. 111. You're on the air.
Thanks for getting her off the air. Let's have the rest of the show now.
Let's see. 111. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing there, Pastor? This is Pastor Bobby.
Hey, Pastor Bobby, how you doing?
Pastor Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y.
Bobby, how you doing?
All right, man, just listening to your show. Is Pastor Wanda in?
No, she left. She left the show.
Oh, I missed it, man. I was taking care of some stuff in my congregation, you know, doing my weekly study for this Sunday. But, I just want to enjoy the show, and if you want me to be on with you, that's all right.
Yeah, sure, Pastor Bobby. I'd love to have you on the show with me, okay? Can't get enough pastors on here. Okay, that way you can give a message on the show.
Hallelujah. I'll do one next week. How about that?
Okay, sounds great. Sounds great, Pastor Bobby.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Amen. Any more callers on that?
Huh?
Any more callers?
No, nobody's pressed the one key as of yet. Okay, so somebody pressed the one key. Let me bring them on. 111, you're on the air.
Can we stop bringing on Wanda, please? Just don't bring her back.
No, she'll be coming back on next week.
Fuck.
She does a show, Woman of God, Daughters of a King, every Wednesday. Okay? She decided to do her messages. Okay, consecutively, because she wasn't construed with her night on Wednesday night. So we continued her message on again until today. So she can clean it up.
Every time she comes on, it gives me the runs. I'm on the toilet most of the next day.
Oh, man. Oh, man, it just came out of there. Why did you have to bring that up?
I don't like it.
Oh, come on, man. Pastor Wanda is all right.
Yes, she is.
No, you didn't hear her rambling on like a lunatic, reading the Bible in the wrong order. She read every page of that damn thing.
Oh, Lord.
She kept turning the page. She's going to go, now we're going to John. Now we're going to Philippians. Now we're going to Corinthians. Now we're going to go to Ezekiel. Now we're going to go to Acts. Now we're going to go to Book of Psalms. Now we're going to go to Revelation. Now we're going to go to Nebuchadnezzar. Is that a book in the Bible?
Yeah.
No, my man. That's in Daniel.
He's a Cuban king, I think. He's a Jew.
Nebuchadnezzar, yeah, he's the one that put Meshach, Rachak, and one bad Negro.
Yeah, I remember that one, one bad Negro.
That's a joke right there.
He got in trouble because he held up a liquor store in the Bible.
I don't remember reading that, but that is funny.
Took a couple pints of whiskey. That's Grover Washington, by the way.
Oh, how you doing there, Grover? This is Pastor Bobby.
I don't reckon I know you, but hello.
Hello. Are you a member of GRN?
I'm an occasional listener, but I think most famously, the pastor had me inside his mouth on a couple occasions in a sexual manner.
Oh, man. Don't be doing that, man.
Yeah, Grover, you're so wrong, okay? He could never be right. Amen. Goodbye. All righty. Well, that's the end of Grover Washington, okay? Well,
anyway, I know it's Grover Washington.
Yeah, that was Grover Washington.
Isn't that, wasn't there a jazz player back in the 40s or 20s called Grover Washington?
I thought so.
I remember that name. Grover Washington. Kind of like Don Cornette.
Yeah. Kind of go together here. Amen. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and I'm going to say God bless you. Okay, give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, give a shout-out to Johnny Longbrother, DC2. Okay, Turn McGill and Johnny, Mike Hunt, Ashley, Roar, Gavin Moorhead, and Frank Painter. Okay.
Pardon me, Pastor. Can I plug in a show I'm about to do starting next month?
Well, yeah, go ahead and talk about it.
All right. Well, it's going to be preaching, music, people calling in, giving advice, and it's called Pastor Bobby and Friends. And I hope to have you on there, Pastor King.
Wow, definitely come on, Pastor Bobby. Okay.
Awesome. We're gonna talk about certain scriptures in the Bible and have people call in asking us questions. You know, and I think that's gonna be alright.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'll let you give
your goodbye. Okay. All righty. Well, like I said, I want to say goodbye to everybody. Love you. See you tomorrow night for another great show. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Bobby and Friends.